This is 88.1 WVPE. I'm Kent Fulmer. November is Native American Heritage Month. It's an opportunity to celebrate Native American culture and also to educate about it. When a person thinks about the Native American community in this area, the chances are they're thinking about the Pokagon Band of the Potawatomi Indians. Kyle Malott is a language specialist with the band. I had a chance to speak with him recently. One only has to look at the names on a map to see the impact of the Pokagon Band of Indians on our area.
If you look at place names around the area, a lot of them actually stem from Potawatomi words. So this is out of Elkhart here. Elkhart is actually the English translation for what we call that area. We call that area Mjaweodan, or Mjaweode. Mjaweode literally translates to an elk's heart. Now, Mishawaka comes from our word Mshiwakwa. Mshiwakwa meaning a big stand of trees. If you go up into Dowagiac, where Pokagon Band of Potawatomi is based today, it comes from a word Ndowajoyak. Ndowajoyak. And that means the place of gathering, harvesting, or foraging. And that was actually the name of a village ran by one of our leaders named Topnapi.
The Potawatomi Indians have lived in our area for hundreds of years. Some of their legends even say they originated here.
We have stories where we originated in Wisconsin. We have stories that we came out of Lake Michigan. There are stories of coming out of the St. Joe River as well. Now, there was a great migration where we went to the East Coast over by Maine, and we lived among the Delaware and the Abenaki people. Now, later on, there became some forewarnings of what was going to be in that area, and then we migrated back this way.
And while many of the Potawatomi Indian groups in this area were relocated, the Pokagon Band stayed due to the wisdom and forethought of one leader.
We had a leader named Leopold Pokagon, which is who we get our name from. Now, there was the Treaty of Chicago in 1833. A lot of things were happening at that time where the government was tricking leaders into signing away their lands. Pokagon saw through that, and he was able to negotiate on the second day of that treaty that we could stay in the territory of Michigan.
The Pokagon Band of Potawatomi Indians only received recognition from the federal government about 26 years ago.
So we received our federal recognition in 1994. There was about a 60-year battle with the U.S. government under the, I believe it was the Howard Dawes Act back in the 30s, because we didn't have a quote-unquote land base. We weren't considered to be a federally recognized tribe at the time.
The band has made a lot of progress since receiving that federal recognition.
So we received federal recognition when I was about 4 years old back in 1994, and we had nothing before that. Now we were able to give health care to our people. We were able to provide services of social services. We have language programs. We have culture programs. We have housing programs. We have all kinds of stuff that we were able to provide our people these days.
A big part of cultural preservation is language preservation, which Kyle is involved in. And the effort to do that came along only just in time.
Yeah, so in 2013, the tribe was putting together and starting a program of a master apprentice program. And this was with collaboration with the Forest County Band of Potawatomi up in Forest County, Wisconsin. Carla Collins and myself were chosen to go up there for 4 years and learn under the fluent speakers up there. It was kind of a now or never situation to where the speakers up there are all now about the average age of about 84, and there's only about five left.
The band also has a number of other programs in place to preserve and educate about their culture, including powwows on Memorial Day and Labor Day weekends. Those were open to the public. I asked Kyle what message he wanted to communicate to the public, and here's what he said.
Just that we are still here. Sometimes when you see people in public and they ask, and they say on Potawatomi, they said, how do you even know neighbors were still around? We are still here. We're still prevalent in the community. And we're here to help the community. We're here to work with the community. And just learn all you can about us.
That's Kyle Malott with the Pokagon Band of the Potawatomi Indians. And I'm Kent Fulmer. You're listening to 88.1 WVPE.